welcome to Radio Elias. With us here today, there is Alec, Laura, and Ignacio that you already know, I think. Can you please say hello, guys?
Hello, guys.
Hello, guys.
Hello, guys.
Wow, thank you for taking my words first degree. In this episode, we decided to talk about ACCI, which is an association, and I think the girls are part of it, and more specifically, Mr. Abufo. So my first question is pretty simple. Who are you, and can you briefly introduce yourselves?
So my name is Alexandra, like I was introduced before. And in this moment of my life, I think I'm focused on gaining an experience, and I want to also gather as much knowledge about the world as possible. And my journey, I started here at Mr. Obufo. So that will be about myself.
My name is Laura. I am from Germany, and I work together with Alexandra in Mr. Obufo. And I would agree on what she said, that the main thing that we want to gain right now is just the experience of the place. Also, the whole experience of going abroad and getting acquainted with another culture, while also working for a cultural association that is ACCI, and Mr. Obufo in particular.
So can you tell us more about what is Mr. Obufo?
Mr. Obufo is one of the circoli of ACCI, which is an Italian association, and it stands for Associazione Recreativa Culturale Italia. And ACCI is active all over Italy. It has many different circoli, and Mr. Obufo is one of them in Acireale, and it's the place where we work. And it's a cultural center that is specified on music, art, non-formal education, and yeah, that's about it.
So what can, if I go to Mr. Obufo, what can I expect? What kind of activities?
From expectation, I think in general, it's a place where you can spend your free time. Like ACCI in general was, had the intent of just building places where people can go and spend their free time in a creative and cultural manner, while also like learning something, meeting people, all of these kind of things. So if you want to go somewhere where you want to learn something new that is connected to culture or music or art, also like language or these kind of things, you can expect that there. I think the biggest thing you can expect is a very open social environment where you can meet a lot of people. Especially it's like one of the places where people speak English, which especially in the south of Italy is not so common. So if you don't speak Italian, also ACCI would be a great place for you, especially like Mr. Obufo, one of the circoli in Italia, because you can speak English there and you can meet people there. And if you're interested in something, you can like get acquainted with the association. You can do a membership card, which allows you to participate in all of the activities that they do, not only in like the place that you do the membership card, but like all of the ACCI circoli and all of Italia. So yeah.
In general, it's the place when everybody is welcome. So if you will come, you can be really happy.
Okay, guys. So maybe you could tell us, what are you actually doing in Mr. Obufo? What is your role there?
So when we apply, we read exactly the description, but in practice, like how it looks like. So first of all is we open the place. We are there for 4 hours a day, six until four to eight. So our main job, I would say, is to help with managing the place and welcoming all the people that coming there, and also planning activities, helping to create the activities. And also our job is really creative in general, because we have to come up with a lot of new activities to maintain the working of the place, because the main goal is to attract people and spend time with people and to encourage people to take part in those type of social activities, because also Mr. Obufo is non-profit organization, so we have to gather people and create this together. It's not just up to us. We need people to create this place.
Well, and you said that this is you're doing the volunteering work, and would you say that you are satisfied with what you are doing here? Do you feel like you're making some kind of a good change to the world, or like, is it satisfying to you? That's the goal of the question.
I would say that the work as a volunteer is a bit chaotic, because also we're in Italy and we don't speak that much of Italian, and it's an Italian organization, so a lot of the work that is contributing the most of change is obviously the work that you do in Italian, like you attend press conferences, you hold speeches, you network and all of these things. In this manner, we cannot work that much, so we try to focus like mainly on the place of Mr. Obufo. I think that like one of our biggest activities is actually like social networking, because we just meet people like around Acireale or Catania or of the area, and we tell them about like if they know Mr. Obufo, if they would like the place, and then most of the time they don't know it, and then they come later and like to, for example, the jam sessions or to the activities. And this is like one of the things that we do that you can like see the change physically. Like new people come to the place and they come often and regularly. Yes, but I think it's a place that gives a lot of opportunities. For example, I was speaking with three boys from Acireale who are refugees, and they said that when they arrived in Acireale, Mr. Obufo was the only place they could find where people spoke like good English, and because they only spoke English, it was like a great place for them to go, because when they wanted to communicate with something, when they wanted to meet people, sort things out, like they knew, okay, I can go to this place and they speak English for sure. Like it's not something that is super common around in Italy, so it's a very nice thing. And just the maintenance of this place, I think, contributes to a lot of things. This and also like the cultural and musical aspect of Acireale, because the second biggest thing we do, I think, are the jam sessions. It's the thing that attracts the most people. And it's also when like it becomes summer, it gets more and more popular and more people come to these jam sessions. It's basically an evening where people can come and they play music together. And this, I think, is a very important thing, because we have all of the instruments in the cultural center. The people also bring their own, but if you don't have a guitar or you don't have drums or something, you can just go there and play, or even try to learn it or like get acquainted with playing music, because also nobody cares. Like nobody is taking it that seriously. You can literally just go there and play or sing or do whatever you want, and nobody is really judging you, which I also think is a very important thing. So I would say it really contributes a lot to like the social environment of Acireale.
Yes, maybe it's not a big change for a ward, but it really personal for every person that goes to Mr. Obufo. It's really can change their day, their approach. It gives hope, or I think maybe not for a world, but for a people, it's really important to come there and just stay, not to be alone also, for example.
It's changing the small world of
of every person.
And if someone wants to join the association, how does it work? And I heard it was a non-profit association, so does it mean it's free?
In general, it's free. Like just spending time there is free. Some of the activities do cost money, in quotes. Like you have to do the membership card, which for Mr. Obufo is eight euros per year. Simply because even though it's a non-profit organization, still somebody has to pay the rent, the gas, the light, the water of this place. There's always like a moment where something breaks and we have to replace it, or like we keep it clean, we keep it open. Like the place has to be maintained, and this obviously costs money. So it's like a little contribution is asked from the people, but only if they want to participate in certain activities. If you want to go there, it's totally fine if you cannot pay the membership card. But just in the sense of maintaining the place, it's obviously good to have like some source of income to like keep it open, because I mean, the place has things to offer, but sadly these things and keeping these things and maintenance are not free. So
yes, but it was free like a couple months ago.
Yeah, and
it was in general free, but we came across this issue with renting and in general, of course, like managing this type of space and thing open for people in general really contains the money. So right now it's like this, but I think this 8 euro is for a year for what we do. I think it's really
it's an adequate price.
Yeah, it's really okay.
And how long will you stay in Mr. Buffo working?
We will stay 2 more months, I think, by the end of July.
Yes, the project will end at the 31st of July, I suppose.
And how do you see the future of the place? Do you think like something will change after you are away, or you are full of good hopes for the future?
Honestly, I hope that they maintain the ESC volunteers, that like people will have our jobs afterwards, because I think that hosting people from abroad can give like a lot of new perspective to the place, and that people who come from the outside have maybe a different motivation, like they have different ideas or something like that. And I think this kind of thing is very important for the place, that it's not like the same people for year and year and it's never changing and never evolving. I think the most important thing is that the people are changing and the place changes with the people. Like new people will arrive and they will gather different people and they will organize different activities. So I hope that this will happen, because people also grow tired and bored of things easily. So if you just do the same thing for years or over again, it will not work. So I think this place has a good future if people with motivation and like ideas go there and try to also express them.
So I would say in one word, in two words, that it really depends on people that will be managing the place in the future, because the walls are really intense, because the place is really colorful and specific, but it's nothing without the people. So I think it really depends on who will be in charge of this place in the future.
Yeah. So let's hope like the next volunteers, like your succeeders, like, or whatever, you know what I mean, will be as high motivated as you are.
Fun fact is that we will be like also on the interview for new volunteers. So
you can choose the future of the association.
We have to choose wisely.
Yes.
Now, on a more personal scale, what do you think is the most important thing that you will gain from that experience?
I think personally, for me, the most important thing that I gained in this time and that I will also gain in the future for the next 2 months is just getting in touch with people and being surrounded by people, because before I went abroad, I was actually really shy and really closed, and I was not like very out and speaking with a lot of people. But because I work in Mr. Buffo and it's a place of meeting people, and meeting people is really important, like it's what you do every day, and it's also like a smart thing for the place. Like if you know a lot of people, you can gather them in the place and you can think about things together, what kind of activities you want to organize, what kind of events, what just like the future of the place. Like it's best with a lot of people. And this is something that in the beginning was a little bit hard, but in the end, I realized it's really good for me, because I really love being with people. It's something that I learned completely new about myself. And like working in this place kind of threw me out into the situation where I had to like socialize with a lot of people all the time, and I realized that I actually love it. So I think that this is like the best thing that I gained. And also like just in general, organizing activities and events by yourself, also with a lot of people like at the same time, which is always a challenge, because if you organize something with a lot of people, there will be always someone who doesn't have time, always someone who like didn't do something. There will be always like some problem in the way that you have to like put out and figure out. And it's very good actually like learning how to solve these problems and how to like set up an event despite like things going wrong and everything, and that you cannot get frustrated with something because things happen and people are chaotic and it's totally normal and it's totally fine. So learning to like cope with that and organizing a chaos basically is I think a really good skill also for the future, and is something that I learned here.
For me, on the other hand, I would say that this experience really allowed me to learn a lot of things about myself. Really, I think it was a big contribute to my personal growth, because it's like the first time I'm abroad after I graduated the high school. So everything was basically new for me. The experience of living alone, the experience of... I saw myself first time in a lot of situations, first time among the people that I don't know completely, that they speak a different language, first time organizing something, first time facing a bit of troubles, like managing this type of not easy situations and social life also. So it was... really a big reflection for my personal life, and I learn a lot about myself and how can I make myself a better person and work better in the future. Based on that, I learn how to face a lot of things in life.
Wow, that sounds very, very enriching. Is it the word? Okay. Well, thank you for sharing your experience. That was really interesting. It was really nice to hear about it. I think that's all we have for today. I just want to conclude saying that as someone who's taking part in the activities, that's a really, really nice association. And I hope it will continue and be as good as it is in the future. So thank you, and see you in the next episode.